Welcome to Arlington Stadium in Arlington, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Texas Rangers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second. The second baseman, Tom Brookins. Batting third. The left fielder, Steve Kemp. Batting fourth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jerry Morales. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Jason Thompson. Batting seventh. The DH, John Walkenfuss. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Aurelio Rodriguez. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Jack Morris. For the Texas Rangers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Johnny Grubb. Batting second. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting third. The center fielder, Al Oliver. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Pat Putnam. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Richie Zisk. Batting sixth. The DH, Oscar Gamble. Batting 7th. The catcher, Jim Sundberg. Batting 8th. The second baseman, Dave Roberts. Batting 9th. The shortstop, Nelson Norman. Pitching for the Texas Rangers, John Henry Johnson. And now, play ball. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Grubb. LaFleur reaches second base with a double. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins bunts towards the mound. Johnson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. LaFleur moves to third. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp strikes out. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Roberts settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. LaFleur scores. Brookins moves to third. It's 1-0, Tigers. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. It's 2-0, Tigers. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a fly ball into left field. Zisk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Rangers nothing. The Rangers will come to bat. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb strikes out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Rangers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. John Walkenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walkenfuss hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Tigers. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell bunts towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. Rodriguez moves to second. One out. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. LaFleur is walked intentionally. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brookins strikes out. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-1 in the game. Kemp is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Rangers nothing. The Rangers will come to bat. Pat Putnam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Putnam hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brookins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thompson fields the ball and throws to Morris covering. Safe. Jim Sundberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundberg strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Rangers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-1 in the game. Parrish hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Roberts scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. Thompson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Wackenfuss hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Rangers nothing. The Rangers will come to bat. Dave Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Nelson Norman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brookins fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-1 in the game. Grubb hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Norman moves to third. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-1 in the game. Oliver hits a line drive into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Rangers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rodriguez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-0 in the game. Trammell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rodriguez moves to third. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards short. Norman fields it and throws to second for the out. Rodriguez scores. One out. It's 4-0, Tigers. Danny Darwin now pitching. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes LaFleur. The throw from Sundberg and he is safe. LaFleur steals second. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brookins strikes out. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-2 in the game. Kemp is walked intentionally. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-2 in the game. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Rangers nothing. The Rangers will come to bat. Pat Putnam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Putnam is 0-for-1 in the game. Putnam hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 0-for-1 in the game. Zisk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gamble hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Brookins reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Rangers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Morales hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Putnam settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a fly ball into left field. Zisk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Wackenfuss strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Rangers nothing. The Rangers will come to bat. Jim Sundberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundberg is 0-for-1 in the game. Sundberg hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dave Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Roberts hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Morris fields it and throws to first for the out. Sundberg moves to second. One out. Nelson Norman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norman is 0-for-1 in the game. Norman hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Morales. Norman reaches second base with a double. Sundberg scores. It's 4-1, Tigers. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brookins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Norman moves to third. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Rangers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Rodriguez hits a line drive into right field. Grubb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Trammell hits a line drive towards short. Norman reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Roberts scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Rangers 1. The Rangers will come to bat. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-2 in the game. Oliver takes first base on ball 4. Pat Putnam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Putnam is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Putnam hits a line drive into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 0-for-2 in the game. Zisk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Oliver moves to second. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gamble hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Brookins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Sundberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundberg is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sundberg hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Oliver scores. There goes Zisk trying to get to second. Kemp throws the ball into Rodriguez, who relays the ball to Brookins, who tags Zisk for the out. It's 4-2, Tigers. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Rangers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker pinch hits for Tom Brookins. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker takes first base on ball 4. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Whitaker. The throw from Sundberg and he is out, Norman applying the tag. One out. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Roberts scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-3 in the game. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Norman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Rangers 2. The Rangers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker now playing second base. John Hiller now pitching. Mickey Rivers pinch hits for Dave Roberts. Mickey Rivers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivers hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larval Blanks pinch hits for Nelson Norman. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rivers moves to second. Billy Sample pinch hits for Johnny Grubb. Billy Sample is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sample bunts towards the mound. Hiller fields it and throws to first for the out. Rivers moves to third. Blanks moves to second. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-3 in the game. Bell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Thompson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Oliver hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rivers scores. Blanks scores. It's Tigers, 4, Rangers, 4. Pat Putnam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Putnam is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Putnam hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Rangers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Eric Soderholm now playing third base. Buddy Bell now playing shortstop. Larval Blanks now playing second base. Mickey Rivers now playing center. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Morales hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Putnam settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Thompson takes first base on ball 4. Champ Summers pinch hits for John Wackenfuss. Jim Kern now pitching. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers takes first base on ball 4. Thompson moves to second. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Rodriguez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Thompson moves to third. Summers moves to second. Al Green pinch hits for Alan Trammell. Al Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a fly ball into center field. Rivers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Thompson tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 5-4, Tigers. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Rangers 4. The Rangers will come to bat. Mark Wagner now playing shortstop. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Zisk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Jorgensen pinch hits for Oscar Gamble. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen bunts towards first. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first, with Whitaker covering, for the out. Zisk moves to second. One out. Aurelio Lopez now pitching. Jim Sundberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundberg is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got one RBI. Sundberg hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Zisk moves to third. Mickey Rivers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivers is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rivers hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Wagner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Blanks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wagner fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Rangers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Kemp hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kemp. The throw from Sundberg and he is out, Blanks applying the tag. 2 outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-4 in the game. Parrish takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kern fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Kern. Parrish moves to third. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Morales hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Parrish scores. That run is unearned. It's 6-4, Tigers. Dave Ratchcik now pitching. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Thompson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Rangers 4. The Rangers will come to bat. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm takes first base on ball 4. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-4 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wagner fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 6, and Texas Rangers, 4. Goodbye from Arlington Stadium in Arlington.